Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are back. We got JT on the phone right now. Jared Taylor with Article 15 Clothing. He is the clothing and the marketing chief, or chief marketing officer, and he hates Michael Moore, surprisingly enough.
I'm sorry, Boone, who?
Yeah, exactly. Give that troll his full measure of neglect. I love it, brother. Hey, man, I was looking at the shots from SHOT Show, okay? And for those that don't know, a SHOT Show is kind of like the mecca of America when it comes to war fighters, and we all kind of get together and converge on Las Vegas for a week and hang out with each other. And I don't go because I still don't like any type of crowd. And it's funny because Vegas has got like fake explosions as you go down the street, and that's just too much for me, man. But how did you tell me about SHOT Show this year, man? You're giving the SHOT Show update, and we're also going to get an update about the Article 15 boys. Love it, love it, love it. You guys keep coming out with more material, making people laugh their ass off. But let's get that SHOT Show update, man. Give us the G2. Who's doing what? What were the cool kids doing?
Well, I'll tell you what. SHOT Show was pretty amazing this year. I'm sure you saw it had the second highest record in attendance yet. I think 76,000 showed up for the show the year before it was 78,000. So they're still doing pretty good. Vegas still likes the tactical industry, I think.
I think they're going to continue to do that. And I love how some of the entertainers there, I mean, let's just call it like we see it. Some of the more liberal entertainers there, they get all offended when SHOT Show comes to town.
Yeah, because they're stuck in a sea of gun-toting, beard-wearing Americans.
Oh, you mean home? Oh, okay. I love it, man. So what were some of the highlights, dude? What did you see that you were like, wow?
Yeah, the coolest thing out there was Beyond Shot. Like, and that's what Beyond Clothing and OSS Suppressors has kind of done. You know, you were at SHOT Show a couple years ago, so you've had the experience before, and you know that it does get overwhelming now. There's so many people that go that if you are there to do business or make contacts or take meetings, that it's sometimes hard to do because of just how much foot traffic is going on and all the distractions at the booths. Well, Beyond Clothing and OSS Suppressors had said, you know what, we're not going to get a booth on the floor. We're going to go over to the WIN, and we're going to hold our own thing at the Encore Tower. So if you get an invite, or if you're vetted as either a military guy or someone that is a business owner or somebody that potentially, you know, can do some business, like, then you go over there, and it's a quiet, nice place that you can hang out and talk to another set of vendors. So you had Beyond Clothing, S&S Precision, OSS Suppressors, Rockwell Watches. Like, they were all showing their stuff over there up in a suite.
So SHOT Show, the show is everywhere. It's not just at the quote-unquote main area.
Exactly, exactly. People are starting to get smart now and spread out just because, you know, and NSSF always seems to make it so difficult, and they nickel and dime our guys to death when it comes to putting things out on the floor. And it's just like, I like the guys that are going, okay, that's cool what you got over there, but come check us out, and we'll be over here if you're interested.
And NSSF, so people don't know, that's the National Shooting Sports Federation Foundation?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay. And that's the folks that kind of put the whole thing together? Is that how that happens?
Yeah, they're the organizers of it.
Got it. And so guys are spread. And you know what? It's a natural thing to happen, especially a lot of us don't like to be cramped, you know, crowds. So, yeah, the whole thing is starting to spread out. And the whole city becomes the show, not just, again, the main venue.
Yeah, and it's just like, I know a lot of people are frustrated like us because, like, we applied to get Pilot X a pass to come with us. And Pilot X not only owns Little Bird LLC, which has supported probably up around 10 different tactical companies with his Little Birds as props or video props and stuff like that for advertisements and stuff, but he also is co-owner in another firearms business. And it was like we were catching flack because for Pilot X to get a pass, and we had to create an email for him under Article 15 and all those things, yet I show up at the show and I see a guy with a badge that says, you know, guns Tumblr. Like, so it's like, all right, the kid with the Tumblr page that just posts pictures of guns can get a pass, and we're catching crap.
Yeah, the guy who's supporting the warfighter community, which drives this whole thing, is you're busting his balls.
Yeah, so if anyone from NSSF is listening, get your together.
Okay, let's hit the eight-second delay on that one. Now you got to wait. We got to wait a minute here. Remember, this is FCC here.
I forgot.
Okay, so let's do it again without the bad word if you want them to get the message.
All right. Well, if there's anybody listening from NSSF, get your stuff together.
Okay. We got to take out the warfighter language here with the FCC. But okay, let's talk. Talk about the folks, Mo, man. Talk about the cool kids. I saw Dale Comstock was just was talking it up. Was Gary there this year, Gary O?
Yeah, Gary O was there. Max Mullen was there. I got to hang out with Max Mullen. It's always so uplifting when you get to hang out with Max, because the guy radiates just positive vibes.
He's a dynamo. He is an energy giver, man. He is an energy giver. Love him.
If you're ever feeling down, just get in the vicinity of Max Mullen, and his energy will pick you back up, I promise.
I agree. And you get around Gary O, and his energy will send you to the stratosphere if you can keep up.
His energy is going to, all of a sudden you'll find yourself up in a suite with him dressing in black pajamas and doing something, you know, going on some weird mission.
The thing about Gary O, this is the greatest thing. Gary, so people don't know, Gary O'Neill is a member of he's an inductee in the Ranger Hall of Fame. Just a guy who's, I mean, read his book. What is it? American Warrior. American Warrior.
That is one of the most insane books I've ever read.
And you listen to his stories and you're like, oh, come on, man, stop messing around. But it's all true. I mean, he's a modern day. I don't even know, dude. I mean, Clancy couldn't write a book that could accurately display what Gary O'Neill is all about. And you love him so much, you let him stab you.
Yeah. Let me give you my favorite Gary O story, because you know he had stayed at my house for about 3 weeks on the pre-production for the book. We were doing photo restoration for him. So he brought, you know, over 500 photos from Vietnam and down south in South America. And everything. I mean, not only was it the coolest treat in the world to be able to look at these pictures at a whole, but then I spent a number of weeks alongside of Gary Stevens restoring some of these pictures for the book. And while he was there, you know, I was getting the full story, you know, out of Gary's mouth himself. So everything, you know, as I read each chapter in the book, I would ask more questions, and he would give me, you know, the personal account.
We should have just a segment about Gary O'Neill stories.
Yeah. Well,
8th of November, that's a song that was written about something he was actually involved in. But last time I was there, he was brought up on stage by what's that group? No. The guy with the hat.
Big and Rich.
There you go. Thank you so much. And we got about 2 minutes here. I want to finish this up. I also want to make sure we get a good plug for Arctic 15 clothing, everything Matt Bass has got going on. But we could do a whole show on Gary O's stories. But finish the story real quick. You're going through the photographs. I just want to make sure you know we got 2 minutes.
So he would always tell me more and more stories. And every time he would start to think, like, okay, is that one really true, Gary? Because now you're just getting crazy. And he told this story about how when he had gotten injured, initially they put him as a gunner on a OH-6 MD-500 helicopter. And he said as he was doing that, manning the gun, the pilot wanted to try gunning. So the pilot taught him how to fly. And at one point he was flying the bird on a mission and the pilot was gunning in the back. Well,
because, and this is the funny part, while he was recovering from injuries, he decided to fly helicopters and be a gunner.
Yes.
He multitasked that way.
So, of course, you're like, okay, Gary. Well, then we put Gary in the pilot seat. Pilot X is OH-6. And they go off and they leave. Pilot X comes back. He goes, that guy can fly this helicopter.
Yeah, it's like that. You're like, oh, come on, Gary, come on. Like, you were really flying helicopters in Vietnam. And next thing you know, you put him in one. He's like, hey, look at me.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, I remember this.
This goes this way. This goes that way. Oh, man, crazy stuff, man. I like having friends that can just hang out on little birds and fly them whenever they want.
So do we.
So give me a plug, man. What's going on? We're going to see each other this next week, too, in L.A. We're going to have a conversation. Yep. But let's find out what Article 15 Clothing's got going on. Matt Best, your whole crew, man.
Our big project is the whiskey. We're doing a quick bottle redesign. It'll be. You'll see pictures of it probably late next week. And we just finished the paperwork for 18 states. So in about a month, we will be announcing, you know, which liquor stores you'll be able to buy Lead Slinger's whiskey at.
Lead Slinger's whiskey. Where can we find out more? You got a .com thing we can go to?
Right now, it's just article15clothing.com. And at the bottom of the page, you see a tab for Lead Slinger's whiskey. There's also a Lead Slinger's whiskey Facebook page that has a little bit of information. But we're still working on getting everything out there right now.
Love it. Thanks for doing what you're doing with the community. How can people find out some of your, where can they see some of your work?
YouTube, MBest11X.
On YouTube, MBest with one T, right?
Yeah, one B.
Okay, gotcha. MBest11X, and find out, look at the videos with Matt Best there. What was the last one? Tactical? What was the last one that came out?
Tactical, well, we're currently doing the fundraiser for the three veteran charities where if we raise the $15,000 that we're asking for, Matt will shave his beard into a Dale Comstock mustache, I will get tased, and Rocco's getting a Ranger Up tattoo.
Of all those, I think I'd, I don't want any of them. I don't want any of them. Okay, brother. Well, we'll send everybody over to Article 15, article15clothing.com?
Yes, art15clothing.com.
Art15clothing.com. If you forget, go to the Tipping Point Boon Color Facebook page or the group. We'll give you the information. And I'll talk to you this next week, bro.
Awesome. Take care, brother.
All the way. Out of here. How much time we get to break? We got a minute or so?
We can go now if you want.
Well, Kristen hasn't called in, so let's go to break right now. We'll come back and we'll have some fun.
Here's how we're going to do this. We're going to play it smart. You throw some trash out there against us, every time you do.